Welcome to the body scan. The body scan is most often practiced lying down on the floor or a bed. Adopting a comfortable position of your choice, making any necessary adjustments in your position so that you are able to remain relatively still and comfortable for the duration of this practice. Taking special care of those parts of your body which may be a source of discomfort for you by providing yourself with extra cushions if that would be helpful. Bringing your attention to the parts of your body which are making contact with the floor or cushion supporting you. Allowing yourself to settle in. Allowing the floor or chair to support the full weight of your body. Bringing your body into relative stillness. You may wish to place one of your hands on your lower abdomen. Feeling with your hand the rising and falling of your soft belly as you breathe. Allowing the breath to move freely at its own pace. There is no need to manipulate the breath in any way. Greeting each breath, in and out, with friendliness and curiosity. You will notice that your mind frequently wanders away. This is to be expected. When you notice that your mind has drifted away from the object of its attention, with gentleness and patience, redirecting your attention back to the breath. We will do this over and over again as we practice. Let each ushering back of your attention be as patient as the first, remembering that there is no need to strive for anything to be different. There is no place to get to, and no right way to be. Experiencing the breath as if for the very first time, with the curiosity of a child. Noticing this breath, its rhythm and pace, as it moves naturally in and out. Allowing the breath to move freely throughout this practice, just as you have been breathing since the very first moment of life. Any time during the practice you may choose to return your attention to the breath, this is perfectly fine. Aware of yourself breathing in this moment. As you are ready, you may wish to return your hand to a position of comfort, and with intention, shifting your attention to the left big toe. Noticing any sensations that may be present in the left big toe. You may notice tingling or numbness, or coldness, or warmth. There may be throbbing, or no sensation at all. Noticing how you may be aware of its location in space without having to use your eyes. Noticing its position on the foot. Allowing any sensation that you might experience to be just as it is. There's no need to wiggle the toe to make it feel something. just noticing whatever sensation is present in this moment. Now, bringing your attention to all of the toes on the left foot, noticing any sensations that may be present in your toes in this moment. Noticing that the sensations may change with your attention or simply on their own. Sensations may be pleasant or unpleasant or neutral. There is no right feeling or wrong feeling. Simply bringing attention to whatever you are experiencing right now in your left toes. Now allowing your attention to move to the top and bottom of your left foot, including the sole and heel and arch. Rather than thinking about the body parts, experiencing the sensations that arrive as from the inside of the body, sensing the weight of the body as it's felt by the heel of the foot, sensing the parts of the foot that are not weight-bearing. Moving your attention to the left ankle and lower leg. Noticing any sensations from the back or front of the calf. You may notice a sense of tightness or looseness, coldness or heat. The sensations may be subtle or strong, unpleasant, pleasant, or neutral. What sensations do you notice in this moment? Letting go of any expectations, experiencing the left lower leg as if it is entirely new in this moment. Bringing the attention to your left knee and hip and buttocks. Noticing any sensations that arrive as you bring your attention to this part of your body. You may notice that your mind trails off into thoughts or feelings. Simply notice that you are thinking and bring your attention back to the body sensations as they are present at this moment. Remembering that at any time you wish, you may bring your attention to rest in the sensations of breathing. When you are ready, moving your attention to your right foot and toes. Noticing any sense of the space between the toes or between the 2 feet. The absence of sensation is also worth noticing. Exploring your body's experience in this moment, just as it is. What do you notice in the right foot in this moment? Even in stillness, observing the play of sensation as it shifts from moment to moment. Aware also of breathing as you move your attention from one part of the body to the next. Allowing your attention to include all of the right foot, including the sole and heel and the top of the foot. You may experience burning or tingling. Some of the sensations may be unpleasant. Others may be pleasant or neutral. Simply bringing your awareness to whatever sensations you may be experiencing, without judgment, without clinging, or without pushing away. Bringing your attention to the right ankle and lower leg. Noticing any sensations that may arise from this part of your body. Sometimes thoughts or emotions can arise through attention to a particular part of the body. Simply noticing the arising of thoughts or emotions and bringing your attention back to the part of the body that is the object of your attention. Allowing your attention to move to the right knee and thigh and hip. Noticing any sensation that may be present. Moving your attention yet again to the right buttocks. Noticing any sensations that may be arising from this area. If strong sensation arises, it may be possible to more carefully investigate this sensation. What is its quality? Where does it begin and end? How does it change with the in-breath? How does it change on the out-breath? Is there any additional tightness related to the sensation? Is there any holding that can be loosened? Remembering, if sensation is too strong, you can always choose to rest your attention in the breath. Moving your attention to the bony pelvis and the genital area. Noticing any sensations in this area. Now allowing your attention to move to your belly. Noticing any sensations of fullness or emptiness, of gas or fluid. You may notice sensations of inner movement. What sensations do you notice? Are they pleasant, or unpleasant, or neutral? Turning your attention to the sensations of the breath moving in and out of your belly. What do you notice about the quality of the breath in this moment? Again, noticing if any thoughts arise, and simply returning your attention to the focus of your awareness. Moving your attention again, this time to the small of the back. Noticing any sensations of strain or tightness. Sensing the curvature of the lower spine and the parts of the spine that are making contact with the floor or cushion. allowing your attention to move up the spine, sensing the movement of the ribs as you breathe in and out. Allowing your attention to move to the front of the chest, sensing the movement of the breastbone and rib cage as you breathe in and out. Sensing the lifting and spreading of the ribs with inhalation, and the lowering and retracting of the ribs on exhalation. If the mind has drifted away, gently bringing it back again and again, patiently and with kindness. Perhaps you discover the beating of your heart within your chest. Allowing your attention to rest on the beating of your heart, intimate with oneself. Noticing the arising of any emotions or thoughts without engaging in them. Turning your attention to the uppermost part of the chest and the clavicle, sensing the subtle lifting and lowering with each breath cycle. Moving your attention to the left shoulder and the bony part that is supporting it. Sensing it resting on the cushion. Allowing your attention to move down the left arm to the upper arm and elbow. Sensing the weight-bearing and non-weight-bearing parts. Noticing the rotation of the shoulders, which allows the elbows to make contact with the floor. Attending to whatever sensations are present. Moving your attention yet again to the left lower arm, wrist, and hand. Sensing the back of the hand. If pressure is there, or a sense of temperature, or touch, sensing the palm, attending to any sensation of warmth, or tingling, or vibration. Moving your attention to your fingers, caressing each one with your attention. First the thumb, then each finger and fingertip in turn. Welcoming sensation, be it pleasant, unpleasant, or neutral. Moving the attention to the right shoulder and sensing its weight and position. Sensing what may be present in the right upper arm. Noticing the weight of the elbow as it makes contact with the floor. Moving the attention to the right wrist and forearm. Allowing your attention to move to the palm of the right hand and the back of the right hand. Noticing what sensations may be present here. If the mind has drifted away, gently bringing it back again and again, patiently, with kindness. Bringing your attention to the sensations in the right fingers, noticing how you are keenly aware of the position of each finger, sensing temperature and touch, pressure, tingling, noticing whatever sensation may be present. Taking care to visit your attention upon each of the exquisitely sensitive fingertips, noticing any and all sensation, whatever is present in this moment. Bringing your attention now to the front of the neck and sensing the air moving through the windpipe. Moving your attention again to the base of the neck where it meets the shoulders. What, if any, sensation is present here in this moment? Allowing the attention to move up the back of the neck to where the neck meets the bony skull and sensing any sensations that are here to be felt. Moving your attention to the back of the skull where it meets the floor and sensing the full weight of the head as it is supported by the floor. Moving the attention over the skull to the temples on each side and to the crown of the head. Sensing what is to be felt, pleasant or unpleasant. Holding all sensations in awareness. Breathing. Aware. Moving your attention to the forehead and eyebrows, sensing any pressure or tension, sensing temperature of the air on the forehead. Moving your attention to the eyes and the eyebrows, sensing perhaps the lids where they meet. Sensing the small muscles around the eyes, which give expression to the face. What is the expression now? Sensing your face from the inside. Bringing your attention to the mouth, perhaps sensing the contact of one lip on the other. Perhaps feeling the tongue resting inside the mouth. Allowing your attention to spread, taking all of your body into awareness. From the soles of the feet to the crown of the head. Experiencing your body in its entirety. Breathing in this moment. Now extending your awareness to include the body breathing and the space around your body. Sensing the space around the floor or cushion supporting you. if you wish, allowing the sense of space around you to expand even further. Sensing all of your body breathing in this moment. Feeling space all around you. Allowing all that is present to be simply as it is. Resting in awareness. Acknowledging the effort you have made to arrive here. And releasing all further effort. Considering how you may keep this awareness with you as you re-engage with your life. May the peace and wakefulness of the practice nourish you in your life and be manifest in all that you do.